Thank you for calling Echo Health, Inc. Your call may be recorded for training and quality purposes. If you are a payer, please press 2. If you are a provider, Echo processes payments on behalf of TPAs and insurance companies. For questions about claim processing, patient enrollment, or eligibility, please reach out to the benefit plan administrator. For questions related to virtual card payments you've received, please press 1 for questions about locating a draft number and amount, or to enroll in ACH payments, or sign up for providerpayments.com, please press 2. You can locate a draft number and amount using any payment that Echo Health, Inc. has issued to you for any payer. Draft numbers are a 9 or 10-digit number located above the member information on the first page of your EPP. It's listed as an EPC draft number. The amount of the total payment on the EPP will serve as the draft amount. Please wait on the line for the next available representative for additional assistance.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. This is Vanessa. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello, Vanessa. I'm calling because I had applied to get ACH transactions sent to my bank, and I did that November 24th of last year, and I'm still getting checks.
Okay, what's your tax ID?
It is 34184-5509.
And the name of the provider?
Rhonda's House Home Health Care Services.
Okay. And a good callback phone number for you?
It is 234-223-2586.
All right. And the billing address?
It is 197 West Market Street, Suite 100, Warren, Ohio. 44481.
Okay, and what's the insurance that you set it up for?
I set it up for CareSource, Ohio Department of Medicaid, and I guess Molina and Anthem.
Okay, so I have CareSource, MED, and Molina here for you.
Okay.
Now, when did you said you submitted
November
of last year?
Yeah, November of last year.
Okay, for CareSource, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't see anything here. I see.
Yep, I'm looking at the application.
And did you ever resend it since November?
No.
Okay. And the EDI team or nobody has ever reached back out to you once you submitted it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you submit it through email, back through email, the EDI at Echo Health, Inc.?
No, I sent it through the fax, the 440-835-5656.
Okay. That's probably the problem.
So that's the email it.
Because the fax, I mean, sometimes they could get lost, or sometimes they could just never receive them, if I'm being honest with you. The fax is, yeah, the email is the more preferred method. It's the most fastest. It's the, you would send it to the edi@echohealthinc.com.
Okay, let me see where that is. I'll just say, okay, I don't see that on the bottom up here. Okay, so just edi@echohealthinc.com. Inc.com. Okay, and you said you guys do Molina. You don't do Anthem.
I don't see Anthem on your payer list. I mean, we do work with them, yes. The only two that I see that currently pay you is CareSource and Molina. It looks like Molina just paid you for the first time with us on February 24th.
They sent that card.
The CareSource. Yeah.
Okay, and then I do have, and I just got Anthem today, too, and they sent cards as well.
Okay, so with those, the cards that you get, you can also submit for Molina and Anthem. With the draft number that's on the cards, you can also submit for them as well,
okay,
if you want EFT for them too.
Okay, so do I have to add them? Oh, so I need to add them, or so I got to do a whole different sheet, two different sheets?
You would just resend it. The only thing you'd want to do is just change the insurance name on the first page up at the top.
So
you would just
says,
want to, yeah.
Where it says payer, so I could just put a comma and put Molina and comma and put Anthem?
No, you would have to resend each time for each insurance. If you're wanting to do the EFT with no fee, you're doing the direct payer, right? Okay.
Yes.
That one... You would put Anthem, send it in, and then you can use the same information on the form. If it's all going to stay the same, you would just want to then change Anthem into CareSource. You would just have to send it individually.
Okay, and then also, so I just put EFT only, correct?
Correct. Yep. If you don't want to do ERA, you would just do the EFT then.
Okay. Yep. All right. So how do I get these forms? So I can get, I can just go online and...
The one online, that's all payer. So I could send you the form directly to your email that includes the direct payer connection.
Okay.
What's going to be a good email for you?
It is going to be rbennett@rondahouse.com.
Okay. rbennett, and then what was after that?
At Rhonda House, rhondahouse.org. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, and then that will come to your email as a no-reply@echohealthinc.com for you. And then you would just want to fill that out and just make sure to send it back to that edi@echohealthinc email. That's going to be a lot faster for you, and that definitely ensures that we will get it this time.
Okay, and then also, so what do we do about these cards that came with it?
The cards, I can convert those to checks, paper checks.
Okay, all right, that'll be fine, because you can't deposit these, right?
Right.
Okay, all right, and I don't know how you would cash them anyway. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right, because that's what came before with Molina, that came cards, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and what's the turnaround for this?
For the checks?
Yeah.
7 to 10 days.
Okay, all right, good enough. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.